We now move on to the next item. Agenda item number 9. Agenda item number 9, document CX/CSC10, 33/8. And we also have addendum 1. Denmark, do you have any issues? Denmark, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for this opportunity to give a brief presentation of the work carried out and the outcome of the electronic working group on animal
feeding. Denmark, please. Just a few minutes. We are coming to that submission. So please hold on a bit. Just hold it. We shall come back to you. So agenda item number 9, the relevant documents also include comments that have been made through CRD4 and also CRD6. But we also have to the agenda item an addendum. So I should have document 8, addendum 1, CRD4, and CRD6. This is on matters arising from the 32nd session of the Commission, our last Commission meeting. And the first item is on future work on animal feeding. Many of you will recall that the Commission is agreeable to undertaking work on animal feeding. The Commission, however, agreed that an electronic working group chaired by Denmark and the United States, with specific terms of reference, would work on the 6 issues that were presented. This work was extensively discussed in the last Commission meeting. The only concern for this work is the mechanism of trying to further this work. And later on, we shall be focusing our attention on the mechanism to further this work. However, I'd like now to give the floor to the chair, Denmark, to highlight some of the issues. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Denmark wants to thank everybody participating in the work, and especially we want to thank our co-chair, the United States. We are very grateful for their constructive collaboration and important contribution to the report. The electronic working group has been going through existing codex texts to find gaps related to feed-related food safety issues. And in Annex 1 to 3 of the report, included in the circular letter CL 2010/8, is mentioned proposals on how the text could be amended to ensure that they can also be applicable to animal feed. The electronic working group has been working with 9 existing codex texts as follows: the 6 documents dealing with codex risk analysis, risk assessment methodologies, two documents dealing with exchange of information in emergency situations and when rejecting imported food, and one document, the Code of Practice for Source-Directed Measures to Reduce Contamination of Food with Chemicals. It is important to notice that it was not possible to reach consensus whether or not the proposed amendments to the Codex text are necessary. Some members of the Electronic Working Group were of the opinion that the existing texts were applicable to animal feed without amendments, and that an overarching statement would be sufficient to further clarify their applicability. However, many Electronic Working Group members supported the introduction of references to feed in the texts where necessary to highlight the term feed and its relevance to food safety. Additionally, the Electronic Working Group agreed that it was necessary to clarify that the nine codex texts apply to both feed and feed ingredients as they have an impact on food safety, and that the term food chain is inclusive of feed inputs, and that the terms animal feed and feed pertain only to feed intended for producing animals. The Electronic Working Group recommends clarifying this by inserting an overarching statement in the procedural manual. This statement would also ensure that the impact of feed on food safety is adequately addressed within Codex Alimentarius and that the mandate of Codex Alimentarius is appropriately observed. Now it is up to the Codex Alimentarius Commission to decide if the Commission should ask the seven respective Codex committees that drafted the original nine codex texts to review the changes proposed by the Electronic Working Group. Apart from reviewing the existing codex text, the Electronic Working Group was also assigned to propose suitable mechanisms and specific mechanisms on how codex could carry out three different tasks proposed by the previous Electronic Working Group and agreed upon by the Codex Alimentarius Commission at last year's session. The three tasks included in item 4, A, B, and C in the terms of reference were the following: the development of guidelines intended for governments on how to apply the existing Codex risk assessment methodologies to various types of hazards related to contaminants or residues in feed ingredients, including feed additives for food-producing animals. And the second one, develop a prioritized list of hazards in feed ingredients, including feed additives for governmental use. And the third and last one, establish criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector and ultimately the food sector. With regard to item number 4, A and B, some or many of the Electronic Working Group members believed that a task force would be a suitable mechanism for Codex to carry out the work. However, other members had other suggestions and recommended the work be completed by an Electronic Working Group or a FAO WHO expert committee, or to assign the work to the appropriate Codex committees. In conclusion, and because it was not possible to achieve consensus, the Electronic Working Group recommends that the Codex Alimentarius Commission considers the following two options on 4A. Option 1 is to have the work carried out by a limited, time-limited task force. And option 2, to assign the work to one of the existing permanent committees, for example, the CCCF or the CCRVDF. Concerning item 4C, the establishment of criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations, like in 4A and 4B, it was not possible to achieve consensus on a suitable mechanism. Again, some members recommended the work be undertaken by a dedicated task force, while other members suggested different mechanisms like a group of feed experts, an electronic working group, regional workshops, and the relevant Kurdish committees, or that the work should be referred to the WHO and FAO that have developed the criteria for identification of food safety emergency situations. The Electronic Working Group recommends that the Kurdish Alimentarius Commission considers the following options for a suitable mechanism for Kurdish to undertake the work related to item 4C. Option 1, to establish a time-limited task force, or option 2, to assign the work to one of the existing permanent committees, for example, the Committee on Contaminants in Food or the Committee on Veterinary Drugs Residues. Or the third option, to refer the work to the WHO and the FAO. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Denmark, and the co-chair, United States, for that work. I believe members of this commission are aware of the history of this particular subject. We are mindful of the extensive discussion that went in the previous commission. We have received some recommendations from the Electronic Working Group. We would like to focus our attention to those recommendations so that we are able to move forward this particular item. A number of recommendations have been made, and basically we shall move, I propose we move as follows. That one, we submit on part A of the work. In other words, the review of existing Codex risk analysis principles as to their applicability to animal feed. Consider the recommendation of the Electronic Working Group and conclude on that item. So I'll be receiving only comments on the first part. Then, when we conclude on the first part, we should be able to move on the second part, namely the proposal on suitable mechanisms for addressing the three items proposed. And then we should be able to conclude on these particular agenda items. The floor now is open to consider the proposal for revision of selected texts. Indonesia. Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Indonesia supports the development of guidelines intended for government to assess adequately the risk of animal feed as it impacts on food safety. In order to address this work, Indonesia believes that the establishment of the task force is not the suitable mechanism, as the additional resources both for member countries and Codex Secretariat will be needed. Indonesia suggests that Commission should consider to assign future work on animal feed to one of the existing Codex Committee, and the Codex Committee on Residues Veterinary Drug in Food is the appropriate bodies to undertake such work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Indonesia. I wish to repeat how we are going to proceed on this work so that we are able to conclude the agenda item. The proposal before the Commission is in two parts. Part A is the proposed revision of Codex texts. the review of the existing codex risk analysis principles at the applicability to animal feed. And the electronic working groups made two proposals. This is where we are focusing. The first proposal is revision of the following documents to insert reference to feed. And those documents are listed. And then part B, the inclusion of an overarching statement in the procedure manual to clarify that the documents listed apply to both feed and feed ingredients and the impact on food safety, etc., etc. That's what we are considering. We are not yet on the mechanism. The mechanism is part two of the proposal. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan carefully read the report of the electronic working group. We found the proposed revision as presented in the annexes 1, 2, and 3 is not necessary because the existing codex documents apply to animal feed as well. As for Annex 4, presented changes to the definitions, Japan notes that this activity was not included in the TOR of the Electronic Working Group. Consequently, Japan considers it is not appropriate that the Commission endorses this proposal. In addition, Japan finds problems in the content of the proposal itself. Our written comments are found in page 8 of CX/CSE 10/33/8. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. We have the United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. We would like to agree with the comments that were just presented by Japan regarding the revisions of the texts and the scope of the work. We think it's premature for the Commission to make any decisions regarding these texts, and rather they should be referred to the committees that they are the relevant committees, because these are the places where they will be able to review the changes. They're most familiar with them to assure that they are appropriate. And those would be general principles, food additives, contaminants, pesticide residues, and the residues of veterinary drugs in food.
Thank you, United States. Sudan, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sudan would like to raise our satisfaction and concern about this report that was very interesting and very successful procedures presented to us in this session. However, we have some two comments regarding the shows that due to the growing poultry industry and ruminant industry in developing countries, we saw that competition between the animal feed and human feed. We saw that in case of grains, you know, if you want to utilize grains for human for animal feed, there's a need to feed human. So, since this issue should be addressed and should be clearly identified as a problem in many countries, because all of this competition between animal feed and human feed, and what to feed first. And this is a very, critical problem in many countries, especially in Sudan. My second comment is that regarding the risk analysis of risk management regarding the animal feed. We saw that the issue of genetically modified grains should be addressed, should be analyzed, or at least identified as a problem, because so many animal feed would like to identify precisely are they of risk to animal feed or not, especially the genetically modified grains. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Sudan. I recognize the flag of Jordan. Jordan, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First and foremost, I would like to extend my thanks to the Electronic Working Group for the efforts undertaken in preparing this document containing the various proposals for future work on animal feeds. And this work is obviously extremely important in the framework of Codex, given its link to health and individuals. So I think it's very important to set up an intergovernmental working group to be responsible for this issue, but this requires additional resources. And we are in favour of forwarding this particular issue to the Codex Committee on contaminants in food, as well as the Codex Committee on Food Additives, the Committee on Hygiene, and residues of veterinary drugs in foods. I thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. I recognize the flag of Cuba. Cuba, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Cuba believes that the work which was undertaken by the Electronic Working Group had very positive results. However, this is a very complex issue, and there were three aspects where consensus was not able to be reached, given the topics 4, A, B, and C. And that's why we are taking the floor now, because we are creating a particular channel, either through a specific working group or a specific committee, and we need to look at the impact that animal feed will have, particularly on developing countries. So we need to be able to point out whether all of the aspects involved in the field, risk analysis as well as hygiene, production, the processes involved, the contaminants, all of this must be addressed clearly in order to verify whether there are shortcomings which require new guidelines by Codex, because these products will be aimed at human food. And this assessment should therefore stem from any future activities that Codex will undertake in this field. And that is why we are taking the floor here, because this work needs to continue. We need to assign specific responsibility to one of the existing committees, or indeed to a new group which would be limited in nature. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chuba. I think it is the understanding of the Commission that there is need for work in this area. I think there is consensus in that direction. We are only trying to find how we move forward to that particular concern. I recognize the flag of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Saudi Arabia is in favour of the proposals put forward by the Electronic Working Group on animal feed. We believe that the work of this group should conclude here, and we should forward this work to the relevant committee, namely the Committee on Contaminants, as well as the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs, and other committees involving experts in that field. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. I recognize the flag of Iran. Iran, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. listening to debate regarding the very important issue. I will thank too much from the all efforts that have been done so far. And again, I fully agree and support the intervention by the Sudan and Cuba, and we are favorable to continue the work regarding this work through the electronic work and to complete the work in the future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran. Once again, I would like to thank the Electronic Working Group. I don't see any flags on Part A of this proposal. From the submissions on the floor, it is very clear of the need to advance this work. It is very clear that a lot of work has been done by the Electronic Working Groups. It has also been mentioned of the need for us to look at the various texts, but that the Commission is not the place where those changes should be made. My proposal to the Commission is we adopt the recommendation of the Electronic Working Group of the revision of the following documents, but the actual revision will be done by the relevant committees. We have quite a number of them here. I don't know whether I should read all of them, but working principles for risk analysis for application in the framework of Codex Alimentarius, risk analysis principles applied by the Codex Committee on Food Additives and the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food. Risk analysis principles applied by the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. Risk analysis principles applied by the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Food. Principles and guidelines for the conduct of microbiological risk assessment. Working principles for risk analysis for food safety for application of governments. Principles and guidelines for the exchange of information in food safety emergency situations. Guidelines for the exchange of information between countries on rejection of imported foods. And code of practice of source-directed measures to reduce contamination in foods with chemicals. And the inclusion of an overarching statement in the procedure manual to clarify that these documents apply to both feed and feed ingredients at the impact on food safety, and that the term food chain is inclusive of feed inputs, and that the terms animal feed and feed pertain only to feed intended for food-producing animals. That's my proposal, but I see flags of Canada, Iran, and Cuba. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It may be simply a need for clarification relative to your proposal. If this delegation heard you correctly, you propose that the Commission adopt the changes, then send them to the committees. And so I wanted to clarify that we would invite the committees to consider the proposed changes for future adoption by the Commission, just so that we're clear. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Canada, if we adopt, then the committees have no work. So we shall just recommend to the committees. This commission would recommend to the committees. Cuba, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we'd like to voice our concerns on the reservations regarding the way in which the theme is going to be adopted. First of all, we agree that it's the committees that ought to be making the observations, but these various criteria being looked at in the committee, and I don't think that would be a proper way forward, a streamlined way forward to arrive at a consensus, unless, in this case, being a very special case, in, there will have to be a very broad distribution of comments, but they will have to have special rules of procedure. And if we that cannot be agreed upon, then I think things remain too diffuse. So I don't think that we could avoid requesting that our concerns be placed in the final record. Thank you.
Cuba, we are not sure of your proposal. Can we ask, please, that you repeat? Our summary was that these proposals of the electronic working group, we are saying the Commission should refer them to the relative committees to see how this issue of animal feeding fits in the various risk analysis principles. So, but we didn't understand what exactly your concern is. Can you repeat, please? Cuba, please.
Yes, of course, Mr. Sherman. But this is a theme, and if what's true, we had this analyzed by the electronic working group, but we have to have all of the scientific wherewithal behind this. But now, we're listening to all of the comments, it's going to be going to the various codex committees. This is going to have to be collated somewhere, in some way, so that we can look at the risks for animal feeding. They have to be integrated somehow. So there's a danger. We see a danger unless there is some procedure, some final vision on this theme we're looking at. What I'm afraid of is that there'll be a high dilution of the various different dangers. So as we see it, there's not one group, that the usual determined group, that will be collating all of this. If a number of determined actions are not actually taken by Codex, we'll be wasting a lot of time. We may end up at the end with a bit of a piecemeal vision of things, but this has to be brought together. That's what we're concerned about. And sending all of this to the committees is one thing, but it has to be integrated, because I think in this way if we're running the risk, there'll not be good coherence across this entire theme. So if there could be an amendment or a procedure that can guarantee that all of this work can be properly integrated and centralized, then I think that would be a good way forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Cuba. I think we understand, and we want to assure you that normally when texts are changed as far as risk analysis principles are concerned, then we have one EBO committee which works on behalf of this commission to ensure that there is harmonization of those texts. So please be assured that at some point these things will come to the various committees for harmonization. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps one way of addressing the concerns as voiced by Cuba could be actually entrusting the specific work to one committee that would be responsible for passing on the work, then their results to the other committees. That could be one way forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, delegates. On part A of the proposal, I think it has been agreed, in addition to the Commission referring this to the various committees, that the Codex Committee on General Principles will look at consistency in some of these documents. Thank you very much. We need now to move to the more difficult area where we have several options of how we proceed. In other words, the mechanism for undertaking this work. From the Electronic Working Group, we have recommendations if we could first maybe look at work on guideline on how to apply the existing Codex risk assessment methodologies. Two options have been proposed: a time-limited task force, or assign work to other committees. The committees mentioned here are contaminants in food and residues in veterinary drugs in food. The same has been proposed to the Commission for the prioritized list of hazards. And on the last one, the criteria for global identification and a notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector, again, a time-limited task force, assignment of work to contaminants in food or residue in veterinary drugs in food. But here we have a third option, referring the work to WHO and FAO. So let's consider maybe the easy one, the last one. Criteria for global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector. There has been a number of comments on this particular area. Many of the comments have favored referring this work to WHO and FAO. I would wish to have comments first from WHO or FAO on this matter, and then we can be able to discuss and agree on the way forward. FAO, please, or WHO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, if we are now looking at option one on criteria for global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector, both in FAO and WHO, there is work that has been started and is ongoing with relation to emergency identification of emergencies affecting hazards in food and including animal feed as well. So we would be happy to take on any work that's necessary and which is already underway to try to develop the tools to do this further.
Thank you, FAO. So there is already someone who is willing to assist us in undertaking that particular work. But now I see the flags, first of all, of Mexico, Belgium, and Canada. Mexico, please.
My flag wasn't up, sir.
Belgium, please.
Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Belgium, on behalf of the European Union and its member states, would like to say the following. With looking at this question of animal feeding, there are a number of working options that have been put forward, one of which is one that we like in the European Union, the setting up of a task force. And we know that this is something that's already proven its efficacy within the framework of other undertakings within Codex. Moreover, the work, the use of a task force will make it possible to bring together various worldwide experts in the area of animal feed, animal feeding, and in this way, it will be possible to look at all the various aspects of the problems that will arise. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Belgium, speaking as President of the European Union. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Canada notes that criteria in this regard, in the context of food safety emergency situations, have indeed been available, and in fact, there is as well a very useful mechanism through the InfoSan network. And given that, and the kind offer noted by the representative of the FAO, we would certainly recommend that the approach, both to the development of criteria and indeed the integration of the mechanism as it relates to notification of emergency situations for animal feed, also be integrated with the emergency mechanisms for notification of emergency situations affecting food, given the focus of our interest on animal feed situations potentially impacting on human safety. And so, Mr. Chairman, we would very much encourage that we take up the kind offer that FAO and WHO consider this work, and we would encourage further that the integration of emergency notification in the context of InfoSan be given consideration in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the information of the Commission participants, FAO WHO closely work with the OIE through the system called GLUS, Global Early Warning System for Major Animal Diseases, including zoonosis. And also we provide the emergency information to OIE through the InfoSan. So the proposal from Canada does really make sense to us, and we are happy to work with this the task with FAO. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. I think at this stage we welcome the offer from both FAO and WHO on that issue. Shall be coming back to it. But I recognize the flags of Switzerland. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. And Switzerland would like to take this opportunity to thank the working group for the very productive work that they've produced. And we'd also like to thank WHO and FAO for their kind offer to take on the realization of the recommendations. Mr. Chairman, on this recommendation, we would like to state that Switzerland is of the view that a time-limited ad hoc codex task force on animal feeding would be the most suitable mechanism to carry forth the work. Switzerland would also like to join the intervention and the position expressed by the European Union in stating that this task force would also allow the consideration of all identified feed-related issues in a holistic manner and would make efficient use of the available expertise and resources at its disposal. Now, the question that arises when we talk about task forces is the host country. Of course, this decision will be taken by the Commission, but I'd like to just flag at this moment, Mr. Chairman, that the Swiss authorities are giving due consideration to the eventuality of hosting a task force should the Commission decide that way. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Switzerland, and for the offer, if the Commission so decides. I recognize the flags of United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. We would like to support the intervention from Canada and also appreciate the response from the representative of WHO, speaking for WHO FAO. One of the important things that came out in the work of the work group that reported today was the consideration of resources and efficiency. And so the idea that we have an existing mechanism that we can work within and has similarities that we can take advantage of is very appealing and certainly will be more useful to, I think, a broader group of countries than a task force, which by its nature limits participation because of the resource issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States. I recognize the flags of Chile. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd also like to commend the work that's been performed by the Electronic Working Group. And we'd like to speak out in favor of what Canada and the United States have proposed. That is to say that the FAO and the WHO already have the machinery, as it were, that's necessary to deal with this theme properly. Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Chile. I recognize the flags of Iran. Iran, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Simply, I would like to support the very good intervention made by the Canadian delegation and taking into account the impact of animal feeding on the animal on the human health, would appreciate it to work closely with those intervention made, and thank you again for those work have been done so far. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. I recognize the flag of Tanzania. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanzania would like to thank the Electronic Work Group for the good work done. And we also appreciate and thank the offer given by FAO and WHO. And we endorse the recommendations of the Electronic Working Group on this matter, and especially that we do not have the mechanism of rapid response to issues, and because of these advantages, therefore, we think what other delegations are also saying is something which is commendable. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. Recognize the flag of Finland. Finland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also appreciate the work of the Electronic Working Group, and this discussion today highlights the importance of the regard the safety of feed as the part of the farm-to-table continuum, ensuring food safety. And maybe it's a bit confusing the way of discussing here, splitting this item in different parts. I think the question on criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations is slightly dependent on the outcome of the discussion, how we will develop guidance and priority lists of hazards. And as was expressed by Belgium, representing the members of the EU and also Switzerland, the most effective way would be to gather the real experts in the feed field to one place at time, not splitting the work with different meetings. That would be resource effective, and therefore the best option would be for a time-limited task force, and therefore I would consider it proper also to take into account what is the outcome on the discussion of the rest of the tasks in feed sector prior to making a decision who will be the best place for this global identification and notification of emergency situations. However, it has to be acknowledged that WHO and FAO has done a really good job already in this field, and they should, of course, be taken into account whatever the mechanism would be. Thank you.
And thank you, Finland. We have Japan. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Japan would also like to thank the co-chairs of the EU Working Group, and would like to go along with the interventions by Belgium, Finland, and Switzerland. And we think that the first option to establish a time-limited task force is the most appropriate way to go forward. And also would like to thank Switzerland for the consideration of the hosting of the task force. And finally, for item C, we would like to refer to the work of the FAO and WHO. The third option would be the most appropriate way to the item C. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. I recognize the flag of Mexico. Mexico, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to endorse what Canada, the United States, Chile, and other delegations have said, that it is necessary to set up a special task force. Thank you.
Mexico, we really need clarification because our notes show slightly different version, but...
Apoya.
So, please, Mexico.
Apoya.
We would like to support what was put forward by Canada, Chile, United States, and so on.
Thank you, Mexico. I recognize the flag of Poland, but I can't see where they are. Poland, please. Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, Poland would like to join to the delegations thanking for the work made by the working group. Having in mind that the task force is gather FIDE experts and give the opportunity to focus on specific, clearly identified aspects in the strictly limited time frame, what gives good perspective for highly effective works, Poland would like to express its support to establishment of the task force. Having this opportunity, Poland would like also to appreciate the offers made by Switzerland to host the task force. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. Ireland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like other delegations, we are very grateful to the task force for the work they have done in bringing this, or to the electronic working group, for the work they have done in bringing this matter forward. And we appreciate your efforts in trying to divide up the consideration of the subject in order to make progress. However, like Finland, we think that it is necessary to deal with this, and the most appropriate way to deal with this is in an integrated and holistic fashion. And therefore, we are of the view that the setting up of a time-limited task force would be the most appropriate way forward, and we're very grateful to Switzerland for their indication that they would be ready to take on this work should it be decided to do so. We are somewhat unclear as to the concerns of delegations with respect to resource implications. We think that, you know, that at least if you have a dedicated task force where the matter is discussed, the relevant experts can come together, whereas if the subject is divided up among a number of existing committees, then in reality you will have it will be necessary for FIDE specialists to go to all of those committee meetings. So in fact it could become more resource intensive than in fact doing it through a task force. So I think certainly the whole issue, and I think Cuba has made reference to this earlier on, that there is a need to deal with this matter in an integrated and holistic manner. And to our way of thinking, at least, the best way forward is through a task force. And I think it is very we're very glad to hear that Switzerland are in fact considering doing so if it's so decided. Thank you.
thank you very much, Ireland. I recognize the flag of Brazil. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We noticed that some delegations have been already maybe talking about the mechanism, such as the task force, but I thought we were just discussing item 3, which is establishment of criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations. And this, in this particular point, Brazil would like to say that it supports the work, the joint work of WHO and FAO, and recognizes its importance. But as the subject of the mechanism has already been talked about, Brazil understands that animal feed has implications in areas covered by different committees of Codex. And then we understand that this subject should be dealt with in each of the committee according to its needs and specialities. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Brazil. I have now a number of requests, and we really need to move forward on this. I have requests from Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, Cyprus, Costa Rica, and I want to close so that we focus on the way forward. Are there any flags? New Zealand? Yes, you are already on the list. Any other? No? So we take those. The first one is Australia. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We came to this item with a reasonably open and flexible mind as to how it could go forward. The difficulty that we hear is that there is a level of complexity about who does what, how it's coordinated, how it's managed. The view that we have heard that resonates most with us is to manage this through a task force where there was an opportunity to utilise such a vehicle. We appreciate the offer of Switzerland in providing that vehicle. We think that, quite frankly, that would be the best solution to, again, the holistic oversight of these range of recommendations, and also they can then take on some responsibility around any of the coordination with other committees at that time that need to be addressed. So that would be our preferred position.
Thank you, Australia. I have now the flags of New Zealand. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Since the comments appear to be now covering all of the new work proposals, we were going to make our comments on all of them at this stage, notwithstanding your earlier suggestion about looking simply at the establishment of criteria for global identification. On the work proposals, we had a particular interest in the development of priority list of hazards, but looking at all of them, we think they are probably best considered collectively and together. And from that point of view, our clear preference is to look towards a dedicated task force. We do realise the interest of existing committees to perhaps look at them within their respective terms of reference, but we believe that the task force mechanism does lend itself to consideration of all of these and also assist in bringing together the relevant expertise from the national point of view. So we have a preference towards a task force, and we are pleased to hear this morning from Switzerland of its potential interest, and we look forward to confirmation of that in due course. So in summary, we support the new work proposals being referred to a task force and taking the issues forward from that point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, New Zealand. think this flag has been there for a long time. Let's have an opportunity from one of the observers. ALA, please. ALA. Is that the correct?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome all of those here at the Commission. And we would like to express our support to the countries who wish to take advantage of FAO's and WHO's experience. With respect to the work that we are doing in line with the WHO terms of reference from farm to table. We would like to make this contribution because we feel that we should gain experience from the OIE, given that Codex and the OIE work in other fields in a joint fashion. That is what I wanted to say, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, ALA. Looking for Sweden, flags of Sweden. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are sitting a bit far away, but we can agree with many of the other speakers, such as, of course, Belgium and Switzerland, Australia and New Zealand. We think that a Codex Task Force is the most efficient way to go forward. And we have good experience with task forces in other Codex committees. They gather the relevant experts and they do their work very efficiently. We also have good experience with having Switzerland chairing various Codex committees. So we are very proud of sometimes being mixed up with Switzerland, and we are very grateful for their consideration of being a chair of the task force. So in summary, in our view, the task force would be the best option. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. I believe we are not confusing Switzerland with Sweden, but thank you very much. I recognize the flag of Cyprus. Cyprus, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would like to express my appreciation to the electronic working group done by in Denmark, and I would like to agree with the proposal made by Switzerland and Finland, and because of this subject of the possible hazards of from feedstuffs are very important for my country too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cyprus. I recognize the flag of Costa Rica. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, sir. Costa Rica would like to extend its thanks for the work undertaken by the task force. We are very much satisfied with that work carried out. Nonetheless, as a developing country, we would like thinking about another meeting and thinking about taking part in another task force in addition to those that are at the Codex meetings presently would incur a great deal of expenditure. And we also believe that this would give rise to expenditure also for the Secretariat. Now, if this issue could be addressed within one of the Codex committees, this would considerably reduce the impact on the Secretariat's resources within Codex. So we're very grateful for Switzerland's offer to host this task force, but we believe that perhaps, given the very tight agenda that the CCRV has, but I think that those particular issues could be included in that committee. That is the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Foods. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Must admit to just a little confusion in relation to where we are in our consideration. I recognize it appears that we're primarily focused now on mechanism, and so while we have no particular objection to the proposal that seems to have gained much interest in terms of mechanism, we are quite interested in what your conclusion was on the item that we thought we were discussing, which is the criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting fee. Thank you.
Just clarify, for Canada, we have not concluded on that item, simply because there were observations that the three needed to be taken together. So I have not yet concluded on that issue. But we are discussing now the three, as you have observed, and we have been focusing now on the mechanism. My summary will be on the three eventually. Thank you, Canada. Chile, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the mechanism, well, we agree with what was stated by Costa Rica, in that it is increasingly difficult with the number of meetings that have been proliferated within Codex. It's increasingly difficult to take part in those meetings. And I think that one of the objectives of the strategic plan is participation. And given that there will be more task force being set up, developing countries will have a lesser opportunity to attend all of these meetings. In the specific case of animal feed in my country, the responsible organization also deals with veterinary products. So it would be good for us, for this particular topic, animal feed, to be within veterinary drugs, veterinary products, because it would give us an opportunity to take part in that committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chile. I recognize the flag of Kenya. Kenya, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Kenya would like to thank the Electronic Working Group led by Denmark, co-chaired by USA, for their good work. On this issue, we may agree with what has been suggested by other groups. But thinking of the very limited extent of time by the task force and the logistics and the funds that would be incurred, we would have liked that this work is given to one of the existing committees, like the one on rescue veterinary drugs. Since this is a permanent nature of the problem that would be incurring, to us it would have been the best way to go about it.
Thank you, Kenya. I recognize the flag of Thailand. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I think now the Commission are dealing with a very complex and difficult issue. There are three outstanding items discussed, A, B, and C. For item C, I believe it deals with an emergency situation. And FAO, WHO take care of that and be a part of the whole thing about animal feed, that would be acceptable. And in terms of item number A and B, several Codex committees have been dealing with this issue already. But in order to have a holistic picture, integration of everything, I believe the best way to do is through task force. Several good examples, as we have seen, one is now going on as Codex at the task force on antimicrobial resistance, chaired by Korea. This task force were able to integrate the difficult thing together from various Codex committee. So, and fortunately, we have the way out that Switzerland volunteer to take care and chair of this task. So my intervention is that the task on A and B item should be dealt with task force with close cooperation from various Codex committee, additive, residue, and contamination and other. and come up with intricate guidelines. So I hope this intervention is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. I recognize the flag of the Netherlands. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Netherlands attaches a lot of importance to feed issues, as feed issues are often at the basis of food safety issues. So we think they should be dealt with in a serious and in-depth way. So we would be in favor of a task force, because that would be the most appropriate way to really tackle the issue and give it all the importance that it has. However, if this would not be an option, I would like to recall that the Committee on Contaminants has already done work on feed issues and has adopted standards on feed issues. Yesterday we adopted a standard on melamine in feed. So it would be available, let's say, and ready to also pick up that work. But just to remind you, thank you.
Thank you very much, the Netherlands, and for offering to consider if the Commission so agrees this particular work. I recognize I need to close the list. And I have a request from France, I have a request from Uganda, and from Italy. And then from our observers, we have AFCO, we have IFIF, and we have OIE, and on the members, Norway. That will close this discussion, and we attempt to find a solution. Are there any other flags? No. So let's go to France. France, please.
Merci.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We are very pleased to see that Swift is offering to host this task force, because our concern was that we were in favor of setting up such a task force, but we wanted to see who would actually take responsibility for this. So we have someone who would like to cover the costs, and we're delighted about this, because it seems to us that addressing the issue of animal feed in order to better to ascertain this is to take it from an overall and holistic viewpoint, as was underscored by some delegations. So I find it quite difficult to understand the increase in expenditure. The committees won't be attending all of the meetings. And when I hear that we have the Committee on Veterinary Drugs, that's where we deal with this issue. No, that's not the case. And as was underscored by the chair of the Committee on Contaminants, the issue of contaminants in animal feed is part and parcel of the terms of reference. And activities have been undertaken in that field, because very recently we adopted a standard on melamine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, France. Uganda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief indeed. In view of the growing competing priorities for the limited resources, Uganda supports the proposals from some of the delegations of forwarding the work to the relevant committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Uganda. I recognize the flag of Italy. Italy, please.
Merci.
Thank you very much, sir. Italy endorses the creation of a task force in order to carry out all of the work required. Some delegations have raised the problems of budget and costs for a number of countries in order to take part in other meetings. But I would like us to recall the fact that the task force have proven to be a very efficient way of working things, particularly taking into account the costs. I'm sure everyone will recall that for about 10 years, we discussed frozen products in various committees. Work was carried out via correspondence, and there was only one single task force meeting which was held in Bangkok. So this enabled us to draw up an international code for those particular products. And the same thing has occurred with other task force. So I would simply like to stress that I am very much in favor of setting up a task force in order to deal with the issue of animal feed. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. I have Norway. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Norway also support that there is a need for further work in relation to animal feed. And concerning this, the question about the mechanism and where we shall concentrate our work on animal feed in the future, we can see that it's pros and cons on both of these two solutions. And if I can take first some comments to if we shall choose a committee to have the main responsibility for animal feed, our opinion is that that should be the committee on contaminants in foods, because as we can see it, most of the compounds to require attention are those classed as contaminants. After saying that, we have also heard today many good arguments for the establishment of a task force, and Norway will be very pleased to join in the work of such a task force shared by Switzerland. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. United States, the last one on my list. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. We, too, were under the impression that this was a discussion of the mechanism for global criteria for global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector. And what we are hearing, we believe, are comments that are addressed much more broadly about how to handle feed issues in general. So I'm going to have to make a couple of points regarding that. We did point out earlier about the resource issue. Anytime you establish a task force, it does two things. It does create resource issues. It is meetings, and people have to go to these meetings. And it's not the same as having issues handled within committees. We have... And the other thing we heard about from the working group was the need to have a focal point for feed issues. A task force doesn't do that. But just to say a couple of words about why we've proposed the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs from Food, this is an issue that a committee that deals with animal agriculture, and much of its work focuses on the transfer of substances in feed to animal tissue. Thus, the animal feed issues fit well within that committee. Now, we recognize that they also fit in other committees. It has been mentioned contaminants. Contaminants has it in their terms of reference. So does the Committee on Pesticide Residues. In addition, issues might relate to the Committee on Food Hygiene. They might relate to CC-FIX. So there's an opportunity to think about how we might fit feed issues in the work more broadly, and I would just suggest that there is really no reason why these committees cannot currently handle feed issues. And it hasn't been our observation that a lot of work has been proposed on animal feed that has not been able to be dealt with in the current existing structure. So we'd like you to think very carefully about whether or not the current existing structure does not offer what we need in terms of the opportunity to deal with issues on a continuing basis. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. We are coming to lunch time. But I want to give an opportunity very quickly, AFCO, please make your intervention.
Yes, the AAFCO stands for the Association of American Feed Control Officials, which is represented by individuals from Canada, Costa Rica, and the United States. We are the principal risk managers as it relates to the animal feed. As such, we want to compliment the chair in terms of the order of discussion and first addressing global ID and notification of emergencies. As risk managers, we feel it's essential to get that mechanism in place immediately and have it sustained long after a task force. So we certainly support the idea of a FAO, WHO, infosan mechanism to be started immediately, because these hazards are recognized and don't need further clarification by either a task force or a committee. That said, in terms of doing further risk assessment of feed hazards, AFCO does support working through the Codex committee structure.
Thank you, AFCO. IFIF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The International Feed Industry Federation appreciates the opportunity to participate in this commission meeting, and I'd like to point out that our member countries represent over 70% of all the animal feed produced globally. I'd like to thank Denmark and the U.S. for chairing the electronic working group, and also all the participants in the working group, and also point out that we support the recommended terms of reference for future work on animal feed that were recommended by the working group. As we're talking about mechanisms for the three TORs, the first one is for our 4C, emergency notifications. We support the recommendation of Canada the WHO, FAO undertake this work and move it forward. As far as 4A and B, we believe that this will best be accomplished through existing Codex Committee structure. We support both Costa Rica and Chile in their comments regarding resources, and also the U.S. recommendation that CCRVDF would be appointed as the oversight committee for future work on feed. And there are a number of reasons for this, but when you look at resources and effective use of resources, several countries that participate in CCRVDF, those delegates are also responsible for feed within their governments. So that would reduce the duplication of resources required to participate effectively in this process. The Veterinary Drug Committee would also provide one permanent focus for feed-related issues. As pointed out, future opportunities on a continuing basis. And I would also point out that while there are various committees that have expertise related to feed, where it's appropriate for another committee, that work could be referred to that committee within the Codex process. Thank you.
Thank you very much, IFIF. We have OIE, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to note that the OIE is active in the area of setting standards to protect consumers from foodborne hazards arising at the production level of the food chain, including animal feeding. This is primarily through the work of the Animal Production Food Safety Working Group. And the OIE is willing to continue to collaborate actively with Codex in this important area of work in whatever mechanism is chosen by this Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much for those interventions. We are at lunchtime. We need to break for lunch. And when we come back, we shall summarize our discussion and conclude. But before we leave, I believe there are some announcements to be made from the Secretariat.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. That's a very important announcement. That's a procedural issue. This is a result of the nomination for the election of the chair. So we are very pleased to inform you that we have had only one nomination, which is for the current chair, for Mrs. Karen Hollebach. So according to procedure, this could be decided by the committee on by general consent when there is only one candidate for the same post. Thank you.
And we have general acclamation for Karen Hollebach. Thank you. We break and come back at 2:30. Oh, just a moment, sorry. I see a flag of WHO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is just to remind you of the side event during this time lunch break. As announced in the information paper number 8, there will be a Codex Trust Fund meeting with beneficiary countries. The meeting will be held from 12:45, 10 minutes from now, in the room 4. And there will be an interpretation in official languages, and also sandwich will be served. So your participation will be appreciated very much. Thank you.